I'm Joe Quigley and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 15 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at Crown Ash Developments. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Evening.
And Cookie.
Hi, you alright?
Fantastic. And of course, it's an FA Cup special. Romance is in the air.
Magic of the Cup.
Magic of the Cup.
Magic of the Cup. First round, league opposition.
And we're at home. Come on.
Dare to dream.
Come on. What, right, what have we got coming up on this week's show?
Well, we're going to look at the win over Hartlepool last week and hear from Neil Smith after that one.
We're going to mention about the team of the week and manager of the week.
We're going to catch up with Joe Quigley after his first handful of games for the club.
We discuss the FA Trophy, not FA Trophy, sorry.
FA Trophy.
Hadn't even started yet.
There's always one.
We talk about the Kent Senior Cup over Faversham Town.
We're going to talk about the under-23s.
And also we discuss Neil Smith's FA Cup interview.
And we're going to have our new question for you, which we've definitely decided on already.
Okay. Right, so we're obviously we're going to start with Hartlepool at home. Obviously last weekend. Matt, as ever, you're from above. You have a great vantage point.
I do.
Thoughts on the game?
Yeah, a very dominant performance from Bromley. Hartlepool with a lot of possession, particularly in the first half. I think we really restricted them to very few chances. They did miss one sitter. I think that was at 1-0 to get it back to 1-0. But really, the second half, we just stepped up a gear, especially when Junior Ogedeazukwe came on. He should have scored with his first touch, and in fairness, literally a handful of seconds after that, Omar scored. And then from then on, it was a bit of an onslaught.
Omar's goal was brilliant, wasn't it? I thought the ball was going to rip through the net. Had a good bit of power on it.
And several candidates for man of the match. Who was your pick?
Man of the match, it's difficult. Omar did have a really good game. I thought Frankie...
Who actually got the champagne man of the match?
Omar did.
Oh, right.
Omar did, yeah.
As chosen by Blueberry Pictures.
Yeah, I think the there were so many you could take, especially in the second half. But yeah, I mean, Omar was one of the standouts.
Oh, talking about Blueberry Pictures and Reese, the match sponsors, and we got a testimonial.
Yeah,
or,
I'm just going to grab it quick.
Or something from them.
Do you want me to read this one out as well?
I know they say that self praise is no praise, etc. But this isn't really self praise. This came in today, didn't it? Oh, no, is it Jerry's part of this BNI?
Yes. So yesterday morning, Jerry was presented with this wonderful testimonial. Blueberry Pictures proudly sponsored the Bromley FC versus Hartlepool United game on Saturday, bringing family and clients, and it was a big day for the company and for Reese, who's the owner personally.
By the way, and for us. What was the crowd? 1,500?
It was, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Absolute flames, yeah. The level of service and attention to detail from start to finish, modern talk, was exceptional. In the build-up to the game, communication was great. Every question was dealt with and special requests proving no problem. On the day itself, everyone at the club couldn't have been nicer. From the moment we stepped foot in the ground, everyone was friendly and helpful. We were really made to feel special. The food was first class and the table service was brilliant. And as a marketing exercise, I couldn't be happier. Blueberry Pictures were repeatedly announced on the tannoy. The manager mentioned us in the pre-match team talk, the upstairs talk in the venue. Our logo was prominent in the match day programme and on the team sheets too. And post-match, they were all over the Bromley FC social media platforms, which was great exposure. From a personal point of view, picking and then awarding the man of the match award was great. I got to share this experience with my son, which made the experience even better and gave us both a day to remember.
Oh, that's fantastic. Was that a two-page? That's fantastic. Oh, great. Always nice to get great feedback. Great job by Chloe, who runs our events, and all the team upstairs in the exec club, doing a great job as always. Back to the football. Obviously, Matt, I think it was yourself who managed to catch up with Neil Smith after the game.
Neil, what performance? Talk us through it.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You know, after Tuesday, we were very disappointed with ourselves, especially the first half. And we said we just need to owe ourselves a game. You know, the players owed it to themselves as well. You know, they've worked really hard, and that wasn't a true reflection of us Tuesday. That's more like us today. You know, it was hard, it was tough first half, but we knew it would be. And then I think second half we come out and we just put our game plan into action and, you know, got the goals that we deserved.
As you mentioned there on Tuesday, how good was it for you? Because you conceded four on Tuesday, to come and score a four and not concede at all this weekend.
Yeah, no. Look, we want to try and work on clean sheets. I genuinely believe with the players that I've got in this side, we'll create chances and score goals. So it was a big disappointment on Tuesday that we let so many in that we gifted. I think today we made less mistakes than we did on Tuesday, and that's why we got the result that we did.
Obviously, when a team scores four goals, everyone looks at the attackers, but I thought particularly your fullbacks and Richard Brindley today was excellent.
I think Richard Brindley, since he's come in, has been outstanding, and he's only going to get better. I thought Roger coming in gave me a bit of experience at the back as well, and I organised the people alongside him and in front. Sam Wood was outstanding. I think the two midfield players in front of him go through the lot. You know, they all did what I expect of them. On Tuesday, a couple of them were a little bit a yard off, I thought, and then up front, I thought, you know, Omar getting off the mark as well and quickly working hard in the first half. But yeah, totally delighted with everyone.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Right, well, I said Matt caught up with him, but unless you were
I didn't realize
a bit of fun
of
putting on a Scottish accent. Sorry, who actually interviewed him?
That was Ross Grant, our student UCFB.
He's a student from UCFB, and he does some of the behind-the-scenes video we see during the season and stuff.
Yes.
And
yeah,
good job for him as always. Obviously, like you said, Matt, fantastic win, great crowd. Obviously, a number of players impressing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think really from start to finish, 1 to 11, I couldn't really pick anyone who didn't perform cookie.
Yeah. I thought you meant cookie.
Well, I'm not sure about your performance. It wasn't enough pointing for me.
No, it was outstanding. My performance. Everyone was fantastic.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And one of those, obviously, who's just joined the club recently, Joe Quigley, I managed to catch up with, track him down at training earlier this week. Joe, you haven't been here too long. How have you settled in? How are you finding it?
Yeah, no, I'm finding it really good now. The lads made me feel really welcome. The gaffer and the staff have been great with me, and I'm settling nicely.
And great for you to score your first goal. Obviously not the result we'd have wanted, but great for you to score your first goal and get man of the match on your home debut.
Yeah, obviously at the time it was disappointing to the result. But looking back at it, it was a good debut for me, and hopefully I can build on that.
And obviously a fantastic performance Saturday, 4-0 against Hartlepool. Great way to bounce back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that shows the characters in the squad. We bounced back brilliantly, and we just need to push on now.
And now obviously the FA Cup against Peterborough, it's a huge occasion for the club. How are you all feeling in the lead up to it?
Yeah, no, we've prepared right this week. The lads are buzzing for it. Obviously it's a big game for the club and for us as players. We want to get through as many rounds as we can for ourselves and for the club.
And as a player, is it something you relish? Does it feel any different to a league game?
I think you've got to take every game the same, whether it's a Kent Senior Cup game or the FA Cup game. You've got to prepare right, and you've got to do the business.
Joe, thank you and best of luck.
No worries, thank you.
Always great to hear from Joe there. Obviously he seems to have settled in quite well.
Yeah, very well. Yeah, he seems to be an integral part of the dressing room now as well. He seems a good character. Very big, strong player, can hold up the ball well. And obviously notched on a goal on his
For some reason, I thought he got man of the match last game. Was that the game before?
He got the Braintree man of the match. That was his home debut and he scored. But to be honest with you, that night, I don't think anyone wanted to know, really.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Obviously, just reversing back to last weekend, we forgot to mention, obviously, a few noteworthy accolades, really.
Definitely, yeah. So there was the non-league paper team of the week, Cookie, which I believe you've got in front of you.
Yeah, the non-league team of the week went to Roger Johnson and Omar Bugil.
And the actual...
On another note, one of our lads on loan, who's a Dover?
Bobby Joe Taylor, yeah, he got in the non-league paper one. And the National League team of the week went for a slight variation. Omar got on the bench. Frankie Sutherland got into it as well after his two penalties. And Neil Smith was the manager of the weekend, which was really nice to see. Yeah, go on, Smudge. So, yeah, really, really good to see us getting the recognition there, as I don't feel we've always had it, but nice to get it on this occasion.
Fantastic. And obviously, up next was the Tuesday night game, Kent City Cup. Obviously, was it second round?
Yes.
Second round, Faversham Town. Obviously, a good opportunity for Neil to switch things up, get involved some of the under-23s, and give some of the players that haven't necessarily had much game time. Thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I think it was a commanding performance, really. I think at times just obviously looking to pass the ball around and not really press too much.
Shout out to the 118 who came down and actually braved the cold to support the boys.
Watch it, yeah, that's it. And for me, I think that Mark Anthony was fantastic.
Playing in midfield.
Yeah, I thought he dominated the midfield. I thought he was very commanding.
Was he playing in midfield?
It was really good to see. But
some
it's also
of the turns, it was like watching Perlo.
Yeah, it was also time. I mean, Christopus, the academy goalkeeper, managing to get a game and only conceding one. Unfortunately, nearly kept a clean sheet, but it was a
very good strike. He didn't have much chance.
It was a dominant performance throughout, really, wasn't it, Matt? Who stood out for you?
Yeah, I think second half, Carl De Silva with his two goals was really great to see. Two good finishes, one of them heavily deflected, but the best player on the pitch was John Goddard, and his first goal was absolute top quality and literally top bins, wasn't it? He sort of picked the ball up 20 yards from goal and absolutely fired it like an arrow into the top corner. Keeper with no chance, and he just ran the show on Tuesday night. So it was great to see some young players, some of which are...
Yeah, I was going to say, you talk about obviously the young players. We're recording this Friday, lastminute.com as normal. And obviously we've got the under-23 game this evening. I think some of the lads are probably going to get run out in that as well.
Yeah, we expect all of the academy and under-23 players who made the squad on Tuesday night to be playing tonight along with many others as well. So it's really great to see, and like we were saying, a great opportunity for some first teamers to get some needed minutes.
Obviously, we're doing our best to give that some kind of exposure. Obviously, a bit last minute, by the time people listen to this, I'm sure it's too late, but we're trialling a bit of a live stream, aren't we? We're hoping to live stream the game over on YouTube and on the official website, so that'd be great to see how that goes. Anyway, back to the pressing issue of Peterborough at home in the FA Cup this Saturday. Obviously, I think we're going to start with the opposition. Peterborough have been very kind. It's been good to work with them in the past week with regards to ticket sales, everything like that. I think by the time this goes out, it would have been officially announced as a sellout. And obviously, their manager, obviously known to many. I say that. I've just forgotten his name.
It's Mr. Steve Evans.
Mr. Steve Evans, that's the one. Peterborough, obviously, for their website, caught up with him during the week, and they very kindly allowed us to share some of the audio. So I believe this is Peterborough manager previewing the fixture on Saturday.
We're out here on the 3G, obviously, been training on this in preparation for the game tomorrow. What's the difference in surface in terms of what you're going to expect tomorrow?
Well, it's a false surface, isn't it, to what we're all used to. That's why 92 professional clubs in England don't decide to have it in the leagues, whether Premier League or the EFL, but it is what it is tomorrow. We'll go there, we'll embrace it. Bromley are a good football club, been there before, both in non-league action, etc., and watching games. So we'll go there, we'll put a team out, and we'll do our best to be in the next round.
Does the surface come into your thinking in terms of the team selection?
Yeah, it has done. You know, our team will be a little bit different. We've tried to look at how boys have acclimatised themselves to it since the start of the week, but there is no excuses about the surface. I think today they're much more improved than what they were before. We look forward to going there and trying to be in the next round.
And as a manager, you really enjoy this competition?
Yeah, I love it. I think I've been very fortunate. I've been in the where Smithy is in the Bromley camp. I've been there. I've been the conference club waiting and league clubs, championship clubs, and you know, Derby County and Hull City coming to play Crawley and couldn't deal with us, and we wanted it more than them, and that's the biggest test tomorrow. We have to make sure that we want to win as much as the Bromley lads, and I know some of them, one or two of them have played for me in the past. They're good lads. I look forward to catching up with them, and hopefully we can go there and do a professional job.
Yeah, in the past when you get drawn against a National League side, you can look and think we must have the ability because obviously it's a long way down, etc., etc. But National League's almost like League 2, Reserve League 2, isn't it? The teams in it have played in league football and they've got a lot of good players.
Well, arguably there's a lot of clubs in the National League would grace League 2 without a shadow of a doubt. I think Tranmere under Mickey Mellon are proving that again this season. Fleetwood proved it before, Crawley proved it before, there is a number of clubs, Lincoln are proving it again. It just continues to demonstrate the quality that's in the National League.
A big thank you to Peterborough there for allowing us to use the audio from their recent interview. Obviously, he's familiar to a few of us. We've had a few clashes in the past, I think, with Crawley.
Pre-season?
Yeah. No, didn't we play Crawley? I think we played Crawley in the FA Cup a couple of years before that. No, wasn't he a manager? I don't think he was a manager. That was quite a few years ago. I remember the pre-season friendly down here, and to be fair, it was a pre-season friendly, but the challenges are flying in. I think they just signed Torres. It's just when they had all the money. It was a season they ended up playing Man United or something, wasn't it? But yeah, obviously you mentioned the surface there, all these things that you just sort of usually expect. But I think he's shown a fair level of respect for our club and for the level that we're playing at. It was really interesting to hear his thoughts on that. Yeah, I mean, Matt, look, we're up against League One opposition. We've had it before. We played against Rochdale. We're playing against. Are they still the second highest ranked team in the
third now? But third? Only Sunderland and Portsmouth, I think, are above them. So,
oh, that's why they're on telly, of course.
That says it all, really. And I think last week their defeat to Wickham at Wickham Wanderers was their first away defeat of the season. So we know that their away record is very, very good so far this season, and we expect that hopefully to end or stop tomorrow.
Yeah, and obviously. More important for us was obviously the gaffer's view on everything. Neil, I think you managed to catch up with him during the week.
I did indeed.
Neil, very well publicised the FA Cup match against Peterborough United on Saturday. Really exciting time for everyone at the club, and I think it's common knowledge across the borough now. Lots of people here to support us.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, we've especially after last season, being away from home every cup game that we were in, to have a home draw, Peterborough sitting third in the table behind, you know, two massive clubs like Portsmouth and Sunderland. So it's a massive occasion, and we just hope we do the town and the club proud.
And if last week's performance is anything to go by, it's going to be a tough test for Peterborough coming here.
Oh, most definitely. You know, they are a strong side. They're very good. You know, Steve Evans, very experienced manager as well. There's a few non-league players in there, you know, the Alex Woodyards and the Wards and the like. So there's people that we know in there, but they're going to have top quality. You're not sitting third in the table in League One with a bad team.
And what's it like in terms of preparation? Is it any different to a league game? Is it any different for the players and yourselves as management staff?
It's slightly different because of all the you know, the press and everything else getting in touch and wanting to know what's going on. So there is that, but we've got to try and take the distractions away from the players and just solely focus on Peterborough and what we want to do on Saturday to try and get a result.
And we know ticket sales are going really well. What's your reaction to that news?
It's brilliant. You know, I've said it, as I say it numerous occasions, the support at this club has been amazing. And you know, to get a full house here, it's a shame that we haven't got a stand at the back, but you know, we get as many as we can squeezed in here to get behind us, and they will. They'll act like another player for us, and if they can just get behind us and make sure that the boys are doing well for them, hopefully we can together get a result.
Neil, thanks very much, and we'll catch up with you after.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeff. See you later. Cheers, mate. Well, Cookie, it's just the two of us now. I don't think we haven't been in this
Let's
position.
Let's take this podcast over.
We haven't been in this position since the old days, have
Here's
we?
Here's what we really think.
Well, Jeff's had to pop off. Cookie, shall we divulge a reason?
No, I want to, because generate a bit of interest. No, we won't.
Yeah, all right, we won't. But I think
it's
Jeff,
all good.
It's very good. And Jeff, we're going to ask Jeff about it on next week's podcast, I've decided, for both of us now. But yes, we'll have some good news coming from Jeff next week. So, Cookie, what have we got left? We have got to talk about tomorrow a little bit more, haven't we? That's what he said. So,
sorry, it's just the way you are. It's the way you're staring at me.
Yeah. And I'm standing up. Am I making you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah,
okay, I'll sit down. There we go. I've sat down now.
So what's left to talk about, Matt? Obviously, just
tomorrow.
To Steve Evans on the podcast. He's.
Did you?
No. They did give any faults. Remember, for home fans, we open at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Show
the bar is open from 12, yes.
Maidenhead versus Portsmouth.
And also, the turnstiles open at 1:30.
Yeah. 1:30.
Welcome in.
By the time this podcast goes out, we're pretty much at a sellout, Matt.
We are indeed.
Remember, everyone listening, anyone looking to come, tickets are not available on the day. We're at full capacity. It's going to be a great game. I think the lads are ready. They've had a good week. They've had a good week of training. Good win the other day against Hartlepool. I think after the defeat to Braintree, really drove them on. They all know what this is about, and they want to be the first team since 1945 to take Bromley to the second round, don't they?
Absolutely. And Neil Smith, I know, wants to write his name in the history books once again. And how good would that be, a way to do it? It's going to be a great crowd. We know that there's going to be a lot of support for the boys, and the morale's been really good towards the end of the week. I know we've seen them having their lunch and their training sessions, and they've been very, very well structured, very focused. But at the same time, there's a fantastic morale in this camp.
Do you know what even comes with, sort of like Hugo Lantin is coming in, he's scouting, his analysis, and he comes in and they sit down for however long, for the half hour, the hour, and they go through it bit by bit, their last few games, what their weaknesses, their strengths, and I think that's really had a good effect on the team. So they've done that with him the other day, sat there on the Thursday, and then they work on their tactics.
Absolutely.
So
and we know Yeah, cool. Sorry, Cookie. We know Hugo's obviously sent out people to watch our opposition as well as us going. So it's really, really helpful having him involved as well. So, and it's nice to see him about.
He is, yeah. Good to see him back. That's the talk about Portsmouth. Not Portsmouth.
We're not playing Portsmouth.
We've probably been on TV. But just discussing Peterborough. Sorry. They're a sellout. They sold out based of allocation.
Very quickly as well.
Obviously, you don't need to tell us. We don't need to tell you, sorry. Full segregation's in place tomorrow. Extra food and drink outlets in the play zone. So if you find the Ravens bar busy, go to the play zone. Other food outlets are either end of the stand as well. And also, additional toilets.
And, wait for it, a gazebo club shop next to the main club shop. So if it gets too busy and Jim's, you know, having to throw people out, there is an additional space for the club shop just outside. So
despite being an all ticket, bring some money with you because you're going to want to see Jim Brown for a bargain. Get something good to
eat. I coined that phrase.
Get something to drink. See Jackie behind the bar. Jackie's joining us. We're expecting a busy game tomorrow.
We are, yes. Expecting a very busy game tomorrow. The girls and boys behind the bar will be busy and we're all ready for you.
And are you looking forward to it?
Yes, very much.
And what's your score prediction?
Oops.
Jackie thinks we've taken it to a replay. And there has been a lot of demand for Jackie to come back on the podcast after our first interview with her. So we hope, guys, you're happy now that you've heard Jackie again.
She's a character. She's brilliant. So obviously coming up next, we're going to talk about, Matt?
We're going to talk about the Leighton Orient tickets, because those are tickets that we are selling next week. So in the club office, 9 till 5 on weekdays, they are available from us. £5 a ticket, no matter whether you're an adult, a child or a concession. They are available from us, but you can only get them through us by coming into the club office. You cannot get them from Leighton Orient, as are only selling home tickets. And that, Cookie, is looking like another sellout, isn't it?
Yeah, they sold out their home allocation. We had to beg for more away. The fact that they only sent us, obviously, 230 before, we took over 400 last time. So the interest of Leighton Orient, there is so much interest from Bromley. Obviously, when they come away, they bring a good few down here. We had 1,000 last year, so we have that good relationship with them. Obviously not in the FA Cup tomorrow, so they get a break. Will that benefit them? Lost to Maidstone.
It works both ways, doesn't it? You know, you look at teams that have those little breaks in cup runs, if they're out of one, and you know, sometimes it works in reverse. You know, sometimes you're a little bit out of sync, you may be a little bit rusty, whereas the team that is playing those extra games is at the races. But like we say, you know, fitness wise, you may be a little bit more fatigued if you're playing more games. So it's interesting to see really how it works out. But we'll see on the day. Brisbane Road, 3 o'clock, Saturday, 13th of November. Do get your tickets from the club office. 17th, sorry. I don't know. What? 13th?
We're keeping this live. Even Matt makes mistakes.
There has not been a single edit in this episode, has there?
So I could say anything I want right now.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you.
So what else have we got to talk about now, Matt?
So we are going to talk about, and if you wouldn't mind getting them up for us, the fans' answers last week's question. Last week's question was, of course, after several weeks of struggling to find a question and eventually resorting to asking you guys to give us a question, we asked, after asking your favourite away ground, your worst away ground, and Cookie, I believe, hopefully I've talked long enough now for him to get the answers up.
No, I've got it. Thank you very much for answering this, guys. Paul come back. I said mine last week. I said Braintree.
You did, yeah.
Never had a great luck going there. Not the most welcoming of grounds. I had a row with security staff once when I was kit man. And we got the match on the FA Trophy match, wasn't it, I believe?
I think it was
Tuesday night.
FA Trophy,
where was it on, wasn't it on? And it shouldn't have been on because the pitch was a state. I walked through the ground to go out and get the kit. And I said to the security, my car's right outside, just going to get the kit. And he swore at me and was very abusive and shut the gates. Not a big fan. That's mine. Paul Hawhey, he agrees with me. He said Braintree. enough said. And then we've had Joe Whitlock. I said his worst away ground is Dover. Trek up the hill just to get in. Yeah, it's a bit of a mission. And I know when we have the kit, they supply a golf cart.
There's a little golf buggy, isn't there? And there I remember it nearly conked out once when it was going up the hill with all our kit. It nearly conked out. I'd hate to think what would happen if it actually did.
That's it. And then we've got Paul Richer, obviously known to the live people.
Score updates,
when
Paul.
Does he, like when we do the live commentary.
If he's not there, of course.
If he's not there.
If he is there, he just, you know, he flakes out on us.
Yeah, I know. And then we're relying on scores with ourselves, which is very few and far between. But coming up, Paul Richer says several bad grounds: Croydon, Fisher Athletic, Welling. All spring to mind, but probably I'd say Ground the Green Lane, Sutton back in the early 80s, terrible pitch. So many games called off at short notice. 3G's benefited them as it has for us.
Massively.
So it's.
Colin Head as well said an interesting one, which I believe was Harrow Borough. He said it's incredibly difficult to get to, if I can get my words out. It was always cold or bad weather when we played them, and we hardly ever won there. So that's a nice left field choice from Colin there.
Is that something that would divide opinion, I think, with what Michael Carrolls have to say?
I've seen this one.
It has to be Tranmere Rovers, Preston Park for me. First of all, team in the National League, we lost 4-0, had a man sent off, following a few choices. Oh, yeah! This was the one
you remember now, don't you?
Ground.
Yeah.
No wonder he... I've just got the reason why he doesn't like it so much. The first year when we was in it, we lost 4-0, but their keeper should have been sent off in the first like, 10 minutes, didn't he? He come to the halfway line to slide
to handball,
exaggerating. Difficult, but the draw there the year before was unbelievable. To
absolutely
put it back
incredible.
From 2-0 down, and you can say about they had a man sent off. We would have got that anyway, I think. We was just on fire second half.
And I wasn't actually at that one, Cookie, but obviously Brandon Hanlon and Jack Holland with the comeback goals, Jack Holland in injury time.
Nearly,
yeah, I remember you saying.
In the last kick of the game.
We were on top at the end, weren't we?
Yeah, definitely. But Michael Carroll, interesting. I know the reason why now, because you did get kicked out. But it's all good now. Jamie Thomas, we've got loads. Jamie Thomas, Aldershot, Dirty Port lose from the last game. Terrace covered in bird poo. We have issues with that with our mate's dad. Walk up the hill through the wooded area with no lighting. Yeah, difficult on Tuesday night. A lot better on the Saturdays. Very much an army town, Aldershot.
It is very much.
An atmosphere there.
The barracks are very, very close
just
as well.
Just up the top of the hill, yeah. So they all come down, have a drink, and obviously when they're not on duty. So, there's so many. I think, obviously, a lot of people have different opinions. Some we agree with. Matt, give us yours.
It's a very, very difficult one.
You hate it, didn't you, Matt?
It's not a hate. No, it's just I took a dislike to it. Concord Rangers, because we won the game there 3-2. It was a great game.
Oh yeah,
there were 2-1 there. And I'm telling you, mosquitoes everywhere. I got absolutely, I had lumps and bumps and bites all over me that night because it was just mosquito city there. Seriously.
Yeah. So it's quite.
It was a Tuesday night. It was next
estuary, isn't it?
A caravan park as well.
Yeah. And the big side netting,
and there are people, you know, sort of in their holiday caravan, just looking over and watching the game. There was honestly mosquitoes everywhere. You couldn't get away from them. We won the game, which was a little bit of a consolation. Well, a big consolation. But yeah, I was
no consolation for the
compilation. Oh, I like that.
I'm making up words.
I like that.
There's no consolation for the damage and trauma you suffered, Matt.
No.
So question for next week, Matt.
Well, I think it's got to be FA Cup related, as this is obviously the eve of the FA Cup.
Yes.
And we could get through, or it might be the end of the FA Cup journey. We just don't know. So I think we've got to think of a question. I think we've got to ask a question which is FA Cup related.
Yeah.
Any ideas? I'm thinking, and this is unedited, as we said, I did say earlier in the podcast that we thought of it, because of course we have, your best FA Cup memory at the club, possibly.
Yeah.
So what is your best FA Cup memory as a Bromley fan? So we're keeping with the FA Cup theme.
Does it have to be at home?
It doesn't have to be at home. It can
so
be away.
So your best FA Cup memory to do with Bromley Football Club.
And it doesn't have to be to do with the result. It could just be a memory related to the day of an FA Cup. As we've seen with a few answers, they're not necessarily to do with the games. But other factors around
so
a match day.
So many choices.
Oh, absolutely.
It could be when we went up to Evesham when we qualified. That was my first real experience of being in the the dressing rooms at the end of the game.
Oh, what a game that was.
It was a brilliant
and
game.
And funny that 4 years, almost to the day, we were back there playing Gloucester and also won by the odd goal.
Defeated at that ground, yes.
That's right.
So, obviously, you've got Gloucester. We've got a load of new fans. Might say, obviously, coming up to Gloucester. Yeah, so many.
I think, yeah. So, how can they get in touch, Cookie?
Matt, they can get in contact by emailing podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk. Also, get on Twitter @BromleyFC, and you can share your thoughts with us on there. So, and get messaging and we'll get you read out next week.
And you know my bugbear as well. Please use the hashtag RavensWeekly because it makes the tweets a lot easier to find. Obviously, we are on Facebook as well. So, if you want to reply to our Facebook post when we put out the podcast, you're welcome to do it on there as well. So, I think that pretty much brings us to the end.
I do just want to just touch on it again. Thank you very much, guys. I've had a few donations,
of course,
for the charity. Me and Neil Smith, if you haven't heard already, going to be running the Virgin London Marathon next year, 22nd of April. Donations are available. There's a link on the website, and Matt tweeted it on Friday evening. If you're listening to this, so please get on that. It's also in the Match Day programme tomorrow. So thank you very much, James Tanner, for including that. Also, what we will touch on is next week on Friday the 16th of November, Bromley staff are playing the local police. I can't say Metropolitan Police because it could be misconstrued.
It might be the same team that's playing our under-23s tonight.
But what we're doing, we're playing the local police. Obviously, the police that come down and help us out with our games on the match days. We're going to get a game together on behalf of the hospice to come down.
Need to get our own back after a 2-1 defeat last time out.
Yeah, so last time we had a penalty denied
by Kerry, who stick to playing, Kerry. You're a much better player than you are referee.
That's it. And we've upgraded the squad a bit. There's going to be a few Bromley. Obviously, myself's going to be playing. Matt, you're facing a late fitness test.
Yeah, I'm undecided at the minute. I'm going to speak to Ben May.
That's it. I'm still trying to convince Jerry to have a run out, but I don't think he will. But
it wouldn't be fair on the other team, would it?
That's it. He's going to come down and show his support. Friday night, you've got nothing to do next week. There's no admission. Please donate beyond the
bar's
open.
Bar. Yeah.
With the hospice team that's there. But obviously, myself's going to be playing, and then we've got a few others. Trying to get a couple of people here and there. I'm going to throw a couple of names out. Neil Smith's obviously going to play. We've got Mark Hammond, Danny Mills, ex Barnet. We're going to get him playing as well. He does the under-23s and the academy managing. Mark Carr, Bromley Youth, is going to be playing in goal. And I'm trying to convince at the moment. Alan Dunn.
Well,
so
we'll see, won't we?
That could be fantastic. Come down, show your support. Be fantastic to play in front of a crowd rather than in front of just a couple of people to show it last time. I thank Angie, Georgie Weaver, and John that come down and was really the only supporters down there that showed face and come down to cheer us on. I felt sorry for them. But thank you very much. And guys, come down and watch the game. It's going to be a proper game, 90 minutes. Floodlights on. Wonderful lots on a Friday.
It. It'll be a lot darker this time.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have a beer after.
Well, Cookie, just two more things.
8:15 kickoff.
That's it.
I just want to
add, as we do have Bromley Youth on the pitch, our wonderful Bromley Youth. Just on the community front, very quickly, from my perspective, we were delighted to have St Mark's Primary School and Raglan Primary School have a match on our first team pitch this week, which ended 3-0 to St Mark's. A great performance from both teams, really could have been any scoreline. And we're looking forward to welcoming them back for a return fixture. So thank you to both of them for coming along. Also, a big thank you to the Chartwell Cancer Trust. We got in their fundraising magazine on 3 separate pages. We're going to be putting copies of that out in our bar, so do look out for that. But Cookie, I think we've rambled on enough now, so it's bye bye from me and thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye bye from me as well. Thank you very much, guys. I think we'll get Jeff to reveal why he went off. It's not bad.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll have delight in revealing it next week.
That's it, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to get this podcast uploaded as soon as possible. Thank you very much for listening. Come down next Friday, come down for the FA Cup. The next one's going to be busy for us.
Very busy, but it's a good busy. It's a good busy. Thank you very much once again, and we'll catch you again soon.
Take care.